Hello, everyone. In the context of the regular communication we've implemented through the COVID-19 situation, we're releasing this podcast in support of the press release that came out earlier today. In this podcast, we will answer six questions which we anticipate could be of interest to our usual audience of shareholders, investors, and analysts.
Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for downloading this podcast. I hope you've had a chance to read the press release that we sent today at 5:45 p.m. It gives a comprehensive view of how we see the business environment coming out of lockdown in many places and looking forward towards the rebound. Before we go into the Q&A, I would like to stress again how effective, efficient, and dedicated our employees have been throughout the last months. We've been facing an unprecedented situation, but SUA's team's engagement has been tremendous during that period and has demonstrated great agility and resilience. So now, together with Mathilde, we'd like to address six specific questions you might have reading the release.
So Julian, tell us about the background to the press release.
So we've been communicating through this podcast format about every 3 weeks or so with more formal releases, for example, around the Q1 results. Today is a more formal release. We're coming out of the second quarter. We think our business is stabilized in many respects. And whilst we do not disregard the risk going forward, we think now is the logical time to give you a more detailed business update in the spirit of transparency we've had throughout this process. As a management team, we're fully focused on how we emerge with a stronger SUA's into the second half and beyond. But to do that, we also need to be clear on where we stand today. And we believe we can start to give you elements that you can use to start to turn the page on H1 and look at the opportunities that we see for SUA's going forward.
The second question, what are you seeing in the business in June?
So first and foremost, June trends confirm the substantial improvement in most of our activities, and notably in Europe and Asia, compared to the April and May low points. For SUA's, volumes were lowest in April and May, and therefore so was revenue and profitability. As we move into June, we can outline the trends we've seen for the first three or so weeks, and you can see those in detail in the press release. In water, we're seeing volumes down 2-3% in France. In Spain, we're more impacted with volumes down close to 10%, given the still limited tourist activity. In Chile, volumes of water sold are around 10%, which reflects both the impacts of confinement and the drought that we've talked about before. The US water business continues to see little impact from COVID-19, more impact from the weather. And in China, volumes have recovered and are within 3-4% of 2019 levels. In recycling and recovery, starting with continental Europe, activity is close to 2019 levels. Landfill volumes in France, for example, are only down by about 2%. Germany and the Netherlands continue to resist quite well through the crisis. In the UK, volumes have started to pick up, but exit from lockdown there is still partial. Last, in Australia, C&I collected volumes are now up against 2019, about 1%, whilst landfill volumes are still down by around 5%, some of that due to COVID, some of it due to other factors. In our third segment, environmental tech and solutions, start with the hazardous waste in China. Underlying volumes have been progressively catching up to last year's levels. And our volumes are also helped by our additional capacity brought on stream this year. In Europe, in hazardous waste, the exit of lockdown has driven volumes up to close to last year's levels. WTS, chemicals and products revenues have held up well. We've highlighted before and continue to talk about new order intake, which is slower. And as we've said, there's been some disruption to both projects and service activities. smart and environmental solutions were impacted by physical constraints during confinement, but there are clear signs that clients are intending to increase their spending on activities in the rebound period. So that's what we're seeing in the first 3 weeks or so of June. And I'd encourage you to compare those numbers with what we've said previously in April and during May and in the early June. Thank you.
Okay, third question. How does June translate into a view going forward?
I think if we confirm these trends coming out of June during the audit period, this would mean that the largest aggregate impacts from the decline in activity this year would be in Q2 for us. Although it's too early to provide formal guidance, we would draw on our experience of exit from the lockdown in China since March and in continental Europe more recently. That implies activity in the second half is likely to come close to, whilst remaining below, last year's levels, even assuming, for example, a disrupted summer for tourism. We can also expect activity week to week to be volatile. We will, of course, with our H1 results at the end of July, give a further detailed update on outlook.
And now, can you talk us through the one-offs?
Yes, the total amount of one-offs in H1 will be around 540 to 560 million euros in two groups. Now, the first group was already planned and is linked to the implementation of our Shaping Suez 2030 plan. We indicated at the start of the year around 300 to 350 million euros of costs against that transformation plan in 2020 as part of the overall cost of transformation. We are accelerating that plan as we speak. The other half is the sum of additional costs, charges, and risks linked to the current business environment, over and above the impacts of volumes. So these include, for example, additional costs of doing business during the pandemic, risks linked to business interruption, costs linked to business interruption in, for example, our construction activities, and the potential impacts of our solidarity actions on, for example, receivables, where we've been supporting our customer base during the difficult period. I would stress that the large part of the total amount would be non-cash.
And how will you retain the additional savings you've made in H1?
Well, first, overall, with the acceleration of our transformation plan, we can accelerate all of our actions to improve our performance and profitability. When we look at specific actions in the first half, we estimate that we delivered in excess of 100 million of additional savings over and above the impact of variable costs and over and above the performance plan. We believe an important part of this can be retained in the future, and we've started to work actively on that. Most of it is linked to sustainable changes in the way that we work. A few examples: better travel, less travel, more teleworking, changes in the outsourcing and insourcing balance, changes in our real estate footprint. All of those we see as tangible and substantial changes in both our cost base and the way we work.
And so to conclude, as you look forward, what are your key messages?
So first of all, I would start again with the teams. We're all as a management team particularly proud and grateful for what our teams have achieved throughout the world every day throughout the last 6 months. They've guaranteed essential and vital services, and we've been able to keep our employees safe during that period. We've been able to boost our liquidity substantially and protect the financial solidity of the group. Looking forward, we remain more focused than ever on the deployment of our Shaping Suez 2030 strategy, which we see as ever more relevant in the rebound. as I've said, will accelerate some aspects of our transformation, speeding up restructuring where appropriate, restarting our business differently where we can, and exiting more quickly from non-core activities. And we've said repeatedly that our Wave 1 disposal program is advancing well. Overall, when we look at the first half, and as we go into this press release, we can give a clear view of the impacts of the last 6 months on our business and look forward with confidence. We've had commercial successes throughout the first quarter, and we'll come back on those in more detail at the end of July. And it shows that we can build our business and grow our business in line with our strategic goals. Overall, when we look forward, we see more opportunities to deploy our talent, our expertise, our technology, and our know-how to help shape a sustainable future in the rebound. Thank you very much indeed for listening.
Thank you. Bye.